Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
From the beginning of the week, we have established a very important point, and that is the fact that no one is without fault. Neither is any man too good to be blunder-free. But we find that there are people that live their lives, carry themselves as if they never make any mistake, or they don't offend anybody. And even when you try to correct them about a mistake they made, about an offense, about what they didn't do right, they feel who are you to talk to them? They feel that they didn't do anything that is wrong, and they simply decide to prove stubborn for no reason. Now, we'll come in contact with people like that in every area where we go to. I mean, someone can be talking to a conductor in an uncivil manner, and you call the person to us and say, "Brother, don't you realize this guy is also a human being like you? Is it because he's not a conductor?" He say, "And so what?" You know, that kind of thing. When you encounter people like that, there's something you have to do. And when you also encounter people that seem not to do anything wrong, I want to share with you what you can do when people carry themselves as if they are faultless and how to correct them. If you understand how to do this, I think it will save us from a lot of things and make our effort at correcting one another to be productive. In the first place, I want to tell you that sometimes when you encounter people like that, the temptation is to say, "Waiting consign me and this man, make I go my way, Joe." The person could be your sibling, it could be your teacher, it could be your co-worker at work, it could be your pastor, people like that. I want to tell you that something concerns you and them. If you actually want to prove that you love your neighbor as you love yourself, then you should not just walk away and say, "Waiting concern me and you." The point is that there's nobody that is pretending or claiming to be without fault that does not have a problem. The problem they have is that they never make improvements, because when you think you don't have any fault, when you think you don't make any mistake, then that's when you begin to dig your grave without realizing that it only takes you months and years to begin to realize that, "Oh, I've been acting foolishly all this while." Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, what I suggest you do is this. When you encounter people like that, take your time to talk to them. Help them understand that, "Oh, this is something you have done wrong. This is something you have not done right." Now, they may not appreciate it. I mean, who cares about their appreciation? The person that rewards you for your action is God and not human beings. The best human beings can do is to encourage you with money, thank you, and stuff like that. Aside that, the real person that pays you for your good work, for your labors of love, is God, not people. There is very little people can do for you, as a matter of fact. Therefore, when you go out to do that, do it just because of God, not because of them. Some of those people can be so proud that you feel like, "Why should I even waste my time talking to you?" It's not a waste of your time. It's the work of God you are doing by sparing your time to correct somebody who has been misbehaving and who has not been acting rightly. Of course, there are times people just don't care about your correction. They tell you to keep your correction to themselves. And at such points, please, you can go with your peace. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what I want to help you see is this. Be sure that the person, before you go out to correct anybody for any offense, be sure that the person actually committed an offense. It's a very important thing. Do not just go out, rush out to say, "You did this, you did that, you did this, you did that," when you cannot establish clearly that there was actually an offense. If you behave in that fashion, you spoil a whole lot of things. You eventually make yourself look like a fool when you are not. And you spoil things by behaving in that manner. So I strongly subscribe to please something the person has done wrong. As much as you can, try to understand that fault and whatever the person may have done wrong. That keeps you abreast of all the things he has done and helps you know how to talk to him. Perhaps in talking to the person, you point out the implications of his or her actions. That's a very good way of letting the person understand that, "Oh, he has behaved the way that is not proper and appropriate." So please be sure that there actually exists a problem or an error or something that needs to be corrected. Or the person's flaws or errors may have affected you directly. Therefore, it made you angry and you are boiling because of it. I mean, the whole thing spoils your plan, your business, and what you are doing. As much as you can, you should calm down before you talk to this person. Why I say you should calm down with this, if you talk to the person in anger, it's going to be counterproductive. Earlier, I've explained to you the implication of talking to people in anger and not calm yourself down before you talk to them. The bad thing about it is that, you eventually cause disharmony among yourselves. It produces little or even no results. So as much as possible, please calm down. Do not talk to the person in anger. You may have realized that, this guy, after closing a business deal with him, you reach an agreement, yet he breaks his agreement. Don't talk to the person in anger. Are you a thief? Don't start saying, are you stupid and all that? It's very offensive. In fact, let me tell you this in case you don't know. Are you stupid is not a question. It's actually a polite way of telling somebody you are stupid. Do you understand what I said? So don't ask people questions like that, except you want to tell them that they are stupid. So the point I'm making is this, please calm down, do not talk to the person in anger. Do not talk to the person in an angry tone and all that. That will make your correction productive. If you don't calm down to talk to them, your effort at trying to correct them will be counterproductive. The other thing I also want to tell you is you should prepare your mind for rejection. There are people you try to correct, they will not listen. Move on with your life. Even Jesus Christ said, when you go to the people and you want to minister to them and they say no, clean your shoes and go away. That's all. You can't force people to change. You can't force them to adjust their lifestyle. But at least you have done your own bit by trying to correct them. When people start shouting at you, when they want to fight you or attack you, please do not fight back. But just take pity on them and move on with your life. Do not take it to heart the fact that they have rejected your correction, and watch them. Time and event will point out to them, will help them see clearly that they have acted foolishly by not taking instruction, by not taking correction from you. You understand what I'm saying? What's the point I've made today? The point is this. Nobody is flawless. And what we do if we love ourselves is to actually try and correct one another when we offend ourselves or when we do wrong things. And in the course of doing this, we are expected to walk up to people who do things that are not correct to correct them. However, while doing this, let's do it in love. Let's not do it in anger. And let's be prepared for rejection of our correction. Let's be prepared for the rejection of our kind gestures. That's the way life works. So if you don't take it to heart, feel offended and feeling like a fool for having gone to try to correct someone for his or her own good.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.